The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello, everyone. And the main focus of this week's meditations and teachings has to do with the different ways in which we perceive, different ways in which we receive data from the world, including our own inner world. And so we, through the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, through all the different kinds of sense capacities, sensory capacities we have for information, and from the world. And one of them that the Buddha put much emphasis on was what he called, what we sometimes call in English feelings of pleasure and pain, and that which is neither pleasant nor unpleasant. And so we'll do a meditation on pleasure and pain, but I'd like to do it in a different way than how Buddhism usually emphasizes. I think some ways Buddhism, for very wise reasons, will sometimes narrow the focus on the feelings and feeling tones of pleasure and pain to the simplicity of just the pleasure part and the pain part. Because in some ways that's what we react to the most, or it's one of the avenues of learning how to be equanimous, learning how to be comfortable or equanimous with pain or pleasure. But in terms of our attentional faculties, how we take in information, the world of pleasure and pain has a much big impact on us. Pleasure involves all these different pleasure centers in the brain. All these different information comes through pleasure and pain. Something as simple as thirst. When we start feeling uncomfortable with the balance of sodium and other things in our, in the fluids of our body, the fluid balance, we feel thirsty. And that's a kind of, that can be kind of uncomfortable. It's kind of an unpleasant experience that motivates us. We can drink plenty and feel pleasure. And that pleasure is an indication that, that we're doing well, we're hydrating ourselves. And so there's lots of different things that are happening with pleasure and pain that our system is taking in and operating under. And we're adjusting accordingly. We don't just simply sit quietly knowing pleasure and pain. Our system, our body, biologically, physiologically, hormonally, all kinds of ways, are involved in processes that involve pleasure and pain. So to meditate is not with pleasure and pain, and having equanimity about it is not just to have equanimity, but it's also to be able to be more attuned to the full spectrum of what's happening when we have pleasure and pain, to be able to listen deeply and what else is being conveyed here with those sensations, with those feelings. And this is not a time to think a lot about it and react and figure out things, what to do, but rather certainly to have equanimity about it and just kind of continue practicing. But the idea of equanimity and mindfulness, awareness of pleasure and pain in an open way is so that we can kind of go through the door of pleasure and pain to allow our whole system of attention, focus, awareness to operate more harmoniously, more fully, the way that it does even unconsciously, even without us trying to do something. It's all operates, much of this is operating on a deep level within us. But my proposal is that the whole thing works better when it's done, when we create room in awareness, room in attention, kind of imaginary room that allows it all to be there without any interruptions, without any hindrances, without any interference on our part. So hopefully that was a little bit quick and understandable enough. And we'll start. And I start sitting here with some pleasure of being together with all of you and being able to share this practice with you. And perhaps you have some pleasure in simple, maybe very mild pleasure to be getting ready for meditation. And to gently close your eyes and to feel, make room for whatever sense of pleasure there might be in your body right now. It could be as simple as some tingling in your arms. It could be the ways in which your body is comfortable in your posture. The pleasure of being able to begin a session of meditation. Maybe a pleasure of anticipation, the pleasure of relief, the pleasure of becoming more connected and intimate with oneself. There might be simple physical pleasures of the hands touching, feeling of warmth if you're warm, or if you've recently had breakfast or coffee or something before sitting down. Maybe there's some lingering pleasure, physiological pleasure in the belly and in you. From what you ate and drank. There might be a range of pleasures in the body. That if you sit down and just matter-of-factly kind of begin focusing on your breath, you wouldn't notice or even recognize. And then very gently, not too much, take a few long, slow, deep breaths. As if the inhale is spreading throughout all the areas of pleasure in your body. Even if you have pain, it's okay to let that kind of be in the background for a few moments. And see if you can just with the inhale, it's like a wave maybe of attention from the inhale out throughout the body. Feeling the pleasures. And on the exhale, letting it all relax, all settle. The exhale, the body, even the pleasures can settle. Gently let your breathing return to normal. And finding the areas in your body where there's pleasure, pleasantness, feeling of satisfaction or contentment, simple physical pleasure, even of the mildest kind. And as you exhale, let that settle and spread a little bit around wherever it is. And then with the mind, as you exhale, let the mind, thinking mind, relax. The thoughts become quieter. And if any of your thoughts are pleasant, feel the pleasure of them as you relax and quiet the mind. If you're not thinking pleasant thoughts, maybe calmly and quietly see if you can have pleasant thoughts that are appropriate for you to have. And feeling the pleasure of those thoughts, the pleasantness. If it feels pleasant to have the thinking quieter and calmer, letting go of thoughts, difficult thoughts, let go, settle the thinking mind. And then with a quiet mind, quiet attention that's not trying to change anything, make anything happen, anything go away, not trying to analyze or understand, very simple attention. Let there be awareness of the pleasures within, in the body, in the heart, in the mind. Making room for it all. Breathing with whatever pleasures there are. Appreciating that pleasures might be connected to deep integrated systems of your biological, mental processes built into being a human. Sitting quietly, breathing with all the pleasures that's available sitting here, allowing it to be there, making room. And you become quieter in your mind. So there's greater sensitivity to the pleasures of within. Every time you exhale, letting go of your thoughts, So you're more sensitive to pleasure. If you have sensations of pleasure, there are two things happening: the sensations and the sensing of them. If the sensations are pleasant, is sensing also pleasant? And if the sensing is pleasant, is the knowing of pleasure, the knowing of sensing, the awareness of it, might it also have some pleasantness or pleasure as part of it? The broader sense of being conscious, does it share in some of the pleasantness, pleasure that's known? And if there is, let the pleasure of awareness, however small it is, let it spread. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, imagine that the pleasantness, the pleasures you feel in your body, your mind, your awareness, radiates from you, flows out into the space around you, out into the world, touching others as a bridge to others that will carry your wishes, well wishes for them, riding on whatever way you feel pleasure. Offer these wishes. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may the simple awareness of pleasure be a guide to happiness, safety, peace, and freedom. Thank you. And a little after note, I want to apologize to those of you who have chronic pain, and that is really prominent, and an emphasis on pleasure like this maybe makes the pain even more challenging. And so I apologize, and there's a whole way of doing this kind of meditation with pain and as well that can be very useful, but maybe we'll get to that at some point. And I also apologize a little bit for all the talking I do during these meditations. It'd be nice if there was more silence. And so, but I'm also trying to teach some things, and it would be lovely if you made up for my talking by meditating later with some silence. And finally, while I have about water and stuff, it'd be nice to have some comments, maybe very brief comments, a couple of words or something, word two or three, about what it was like to do that meditation, and then help me prepare me for what I'm going to say next. Thank you.